Well, good morning. As you can see, we have some this is the round Christmas boxes, yes. So clearly it's that time of year again. And, you know, as I was thinking about this morning and what this represents, and I'm going to ask a couple of guys to come up here in just a second, but it really made me think about James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And tying it into the box is the opportunity that we have, not only from the perspective of just sharing the Christmas spirit, but also sharing the gospel. And, Matthew tells us, Jesus tells us in Matthew, go out and make disciples of the world. And really, this effort is designed to do that, to go out and touch parts of the world that may not be touched otherwise, but to touch them with the gospel, to touch them with the love of Christ through just the offerings that are in each individual box, whatever, however the Lord puts on you, on your heart to do it. But how important it is to just to reach out. Sometimes these kids, many times I would say, are kids that have no hope. No hope of changing, no hope of anything ever being any different than what it is right now. And it does give us an opportunity to reach out to those and make a difference. Let them know that there are people out there who care about them. And, that's that hope extender that we're called to be. So, Mr. Hillen, if you would come up, please. And Mr. Chad, you know, share a little bit about what's happening. You've got a little experience in this, don't you? Like 1 or 2 years.
A couple
years. You've got your new fellow stepping in.
Yeah, he's going to take over.
I'm getting there. I'll let you guys talk.
Yeah. Well, this is our 15th year. Can you believe it? And we just did this, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago? Those of you that's kind of my age know how the years go quick. But we've been privileged to support Samaritan's Purse and sending the boxes out. And I'm going to let Chad tell you all about it. For those that are new in the service today, he can fill you in what we do, and then I'll summarize it at the end. So go ahead.
So basically, as Mr. Greg mentioned, if you look in the back, you'll see a whole bunch of boxes with the Christmas colors. And we are a part of an organization, a foundation, it's called Samaritan's Purse. And what it is we get the opportunity to extend the love of God to those who are less fortunate. My wife encouraged me to use a testimony, because I get nervous when I talk in front of people. I can't speak, I breathe heavy, I fake cough, you go down the line. One thing I do know, that we were asked a while ago, if you were to leave a legacy behind, what would you want to leave? And the one thing I want to leave behind is to let my children know that God comes first and how much I love God. And because my love for God, it's extended throughout my entire family and to my wife. And hearing that option to give is an amazing opportunity to reflect on what do I want to leave behind. My children have, praise the Lord, a God-fearing father and a God-fearing mother and a God-fearing family who can help raise them up and direct them and guide them, but one day it's going to be their decision. We get the opportunity to plant that seed into those around the world who are less fortunate. They don't have moms or dads. Growing up, I didn't really have a father figure. So I come to this church and I hear of God's love and I I think, okay, so it's a worldly love. It's not a godly love. So I lower God to my standard, the worldly standard. And the more that I go through my faith, I'm realizing that His love is perfect. He is love. And what does that look like? Extended. These boxes give us the opportunity to show God's love. Like I said before, there are boys and girls around the world that don't have the privilege of knowing who God is. We had girls at our house, and Sapphire was talking to one of them, and they didn't even know what church was. They had no idea what a church was. And showing that love of God through Him to those around us is an amazing, amazing gift and privilege and opportunity to tell the gospel, to tell the story, because it's not about our good deeds. It's about Him, period. The gospel is the power. We can be a light, but how are we going to be a light? Like we once talked about, what's the best thing a light bulb can do? Shine. What can it do? Speak. So sometimes your actions are the best thing you can do. These are your actions. You don't get to talk to those individuals who receive these boxes, but you get to be a light. And I'm very thankful, despite the wretched man that I am, I have this opportunity to shine in God's word. So as we talked about, November 17th is a cutoff date. If you look inside your box, you will see a label that has boy or girl, and it's labeled by ages. So you have an option to choose who you want to give to. You give what your heart, what the Lord tells you in your heart. It's not a lot, it's not a little bit. That's between you and our Heavenly Father. It's that relationship. So you give what you feel to give. For those overgivers, we have a rubber band that you can rubber band around your box so it doesn't, overflow. If you want to grab more boxes, you can grab more boxes. You're not limited to one. Also, there's a website.
Yes.
See, I don't know the website, though.
Samaritan's Purse. Christmas
show. Okay. And once you send this box in, you'll get a confirmation either via email or in the mail that gives you a tracking order, and you get the opportunity and the privilege to track the box and to see where it goes. And it's amazing because last year I tracked mine, and the location that it gave me was an unreachable location. So you clearly see God moving these boxes in the way that He wants to, and His way is perfect. So don't think, oh, I want this box to go here, because it probably won't go there. So, but God knows exactly where it needs to go. And if I can sum it all up, why do we do what we do? Out of love. Because we've experienced something in our lives that wasn't filled, a void that the world couldn't fill. But we came to know Christ. He generously and graciously and patiently saved each and every one of us, and He allowed us to accept Him, and we didn't have to feel anything. God just did it. So do all you do out of love, and it's a privilege to do this, to extend God's love, and I'm very blessed to be a part of this.
Okay.
So did I miss anything?
Yeah, I'll cover it.
Okay.
Chad mentioned the label. If you look, there's a scan code. You scan, it makes it easy. You can pay with a credit card. And when you scan this code, it's $10 per box. When you scan this code, that automatically logs you in to a tracking number, and you can track what country and the world this box goes to. And you don't have to worry about what you put into the box for the child that you're putting in there. Based on the stories that I've heard, God will direct that box to the right person. So the November 17th, that's 4 weeks away, we have to have all of the boxes back so that we can take them to a collection center and they get ready to go overseas or wherever they're going to go. We've shared stories about boxes being delivered with camels, boats, horses, mules, tractors. I mean, they go into the Philippines. They go everywhere that, like Chad said, some places unreachable. And I want to share one statistic with you, and it's I use this very carefully because only the Lord knows what happens here, but the most important thing about this box is that when this box is delivered and given to the child, they are offered an opportunity to go through a 12-part series on knowing the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And going through that, statistically, Samaritan's Purse say that one child receives the Lord out of every 17 boxes delivered. Okay? So, if I apply that, and that doesn't always, you know, only the Lord knows, but the boxes that you have sent out, the children that come to know the Lord would fill this entire church. Okay? So we want to keep going because we want to fill the new church.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So if you have any questions, Chad and I will be around both services, so just let us know.
Now, there's a limit on how many boxes each person can take, right?
There's like a Walmart ad, no limit. So, but I would encourage you to get your boxes quick because they'll be going fast. I know that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
One of the wonderful things about Samaritan's Purse is that we do recognize that the focus behind it is outreach. And so we see lots of different opportunities on TV, here on radio, talk to friends about things. And your desire is to make an impact and to, you know, especially this time of year, people are kind of thinking about giving and giving. And but sometimes we get a little bit confused. We see different ones out there giving different messages and kind of tying their name to the Lord, tying their name to Christmas. But we recognize that this is a situation that the focus is outreach. The focus is to get the gospel out. And so when we're looking at what is truly impactful, this is what's impactful, the Word of God. And to get the gospel out into these different areas. And like I said earlier, just to give the little ones the hope that that God sees them and that, you know, he did send his son to die for our sins and that he did die. He rose again and that he loves us. And so just to give the kids the hope of that. So, Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunities that you do give us to reach out to people that otherwise we would never have an opportunity to know. We see the people walking around us on the streets, living in our houses that we work with, but, Lord, there's a bunch of people out there that are living without hope, and we know that by us taking a step of faith, that you can use that step of faith in ways that we could never imagine. So, Lord, we thank you for the demonstration of your love that you give us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.